Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcoming to the program, Todd Osmond, who is the president of Goose Island Beer Company, because it's Bourbon County beer time. Right, Todd?
Oh, yeah. And thanks for having me. And unfortunately, right now, I do not have anyone to pass that beer around with other than myself.
I mean, every kid sang that, probably at camp or somewhere.
I still sing it. Yeah, I still sing it.
Well, that's because you do have more than 99 bottles of beer on your wall. I mean, you're the Goose Island, you're president of Goose Island Beer Company. How many bottles of beer on the wall do you have, he said, out of nowhere? I mean,
I am, let's call it unlimited. I'm very fortunate.
Yes, you are. So,
yes, I could not get to the end of that song.
I don't know anybody who ever got to the end of it. You know, I was talking to my super hip hipster producer, Tom Hipster, truly is his middle name, Hush, and he was telling me that he is a, what did you call it? A craft beer snob. Was that the right term, Tom?
I think the word I used was enthusiast, but
oh,
snob.
Oh, I see. Right. That's exactly, enthusiast. Oh, that's what I'll say you said. I'll say you said enthusiast. So at any rate,
we'll take any name on that. Yeah. Enthusiast, beer geek, beer lover, whatever you want.
And it has become an entire genre of brewing and different tastes and notes, if that's the right word. And Bourbon County beer really is the stout. Can you explain this to me? Because I'm not, I personally do not know about the Bourbon County stout beer.
Sure, sure. Yeah. So it is a new style that we developed back in the early 90s. It's an imperial stout that we age for a year in bourbon barrels.
Oh.
So beer was traditionally stored in barrels, in oak barrels, but we used bourbon barrels to get character from the bourbon into this beer, and now it's its own category of beer.
And you bring this out annually?
We do. We bring it out every year, Black Friday. We started that tradition 10 years ago when we released a Bourbon County Stout Rare, which was aged for 2 years in 23-year-old Pappy Van Winkle barrels.
With what? Wait a minute. It was Pappy Van Winkle?
Yep, they found what? Some old barrels that had aged Pappy Van Winkle for 23 what? Years. We got our hands on them.
Was that Rip's sister? Pepe, I mean, what was Pepe Van Winkle? Was that a brand?
That's a sought after brand. So
that's the greatest name for a beer that I've ever heard. Pepe Van Winkle.
Yeah, that's just the way there are beer geeks. You'll find a lot of people who travel the world and travel the country in search of special bourbons. And we get our hands on those barrels once they're done with them and put our beer in it.
So, but there's no bourbon per se in the barrel unless it is just sort of, it seeps into the wood, right? I mean, it's not like...
It does, and you won't hear this too often, but Chicago has the greatest weather in the world for that. So the reason we age it for a year is the wood expands and contracts.
Right.
And the beer passes into the wood, pulls out some of that bourbon that's left behind and goes through that char but picks up nutty notes and chocolate and roast. And it's just really complex and beautiful.
Wow. And you can actually taste these notes and influences from one to another, I'm guessing. If you sat down, if you had a tasting thing and you had like, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, could your palate discern the difference?
100%, and I've 100%. Tried it, and I've actually blind taste tested it with some of the master distillers whose bourbon barrels we used, and they could tell you which ones were their barrels.
Wow. That is very cool. When is this Bourbon County beer stout going to be released?
So it's Black Friday every year, the day after Thanksgiving. Usually my favorite day of the year. This year is going to be a little bit different.
Right, yeah.
But traditionally, people camp out overnight to buy this beer and line up. And, you know, it's the old cliche. It's just as much about the journey as it is the destination. Right. And people enjoy the conversation. But, yeah, this year it'll be a little different.
So how are you approaching it? With the environment we live in now, I mean, would people order it online, pick it up? What?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. So we have a Chicago only version called Proprietors that we release every year, and we release it a little bit before Black Friday, and we do it through a lottery, and usually it's a big street party outside the brewery. But this year we're going to do it as a drive-through, so we have cars. Setting up at the United Center parking lot, which is about a block and a half away from our brewery. And those that won the lottery will be driving to the brewery and opening their trunks, and we'll be putting the beer in the trunk and they'll be driving away. So we're recommending retailers on Black Friday follow the same and open up lotteries instead of having people stand in line.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, but the weather might not be the most cooperative on Black Fridays.
Well, that's part of it. If it's snowing and cold or rainy, the beer tastes that much better.
I got you. That's the whole environment. It's the vibe. It's the hipster vibe. Is that not right, Tom? The hipster vibe. You got the snow coming down. You've got the new. Now, I see some prices here, which I don't know if is this true. These prices that I see on this, I don't know if they're from you or this.
Well, the retailer sets the price, and this is a difficult beer to make. Like I said, it sits in a barrel in a warehouse for a year. We have brewers taking care of it the whole time. We can't get our hands on as many barrels as we would like, so there's a little bit of scarcity to it, but. Yeah, you know, I remember back to the first time we did this. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary of releasing it on Black Friday. And some local Chicago news stations went around and asked people, would you pay $45 for a bottle of beer thinking everybody would laugh? And people said, yeah, that means it must be a really good beer. Sure, I'd pay that much.
Okay, I'm just going to read from this article. Bourbon County Special Number 4 Stout. Made with coffee and maple syrup, will cost a total of $202 plus tax.
No, I don't know where you're
that
reading
comes
that.
From, that's
maybe
crazy.
That one. Yeah, that is not what you would buy that beer for. But there is a black market that we do not control, and people sell it on these secondary markets for a much, much marked up price than what we sell it for.
You know, I was talking to Tom before we went on, this whole idea of a markup and people will pay extra to get something that they feel you can't get anywhere else. And way back in the day, Coors was not available because it wasn't pasteurized. And people would pay extra if people in Colorado would drive it in, and they'd charge, I don't know how much, a six-pack. And there were some beers out of Wisconsin. I think one was called Point or Blue Point, and something called Rolling Rock from La Trobe. And I think they're more or less available now, generally speaking, anywhere. But there was a time when, as you say, just like this, they were special. They only came out, they were only around for a while. You couldn't get them at a regular store. So it was a thing. You know what I mean? It was a big thing to be able to get this stuff. And so this has been going on a while. I mean, let's face it, people love beer. You know?
It's been around for a very long time, and people have been paying for it for a long time. It's recession proof. It's the thing we need for a year like 2020. So, yeah, I think, of course, I think it's worth any price.
Right.
I would not do without my beer.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being with us, and here's to you.
Cheers. I will have another sip and virtually toast you here.
All right. Thanks for being with us, and happy beer drinking.